In the movie God's Not Dead, Christian student Josh Wheaton is forced to defend God's existence in his philosophy class because he can't agree with his atheist professor, Jeffrey Radisson, who considers Josh's faith blind superstition. Our second question in our series today is this: is our faith blind? Does it involve some giant irrational leap, like the guy jumping off the cliff there? Or are there truly rational supports for believing in Jesus Christ, God in the flesh? Some of you may know my son Keith is a fan of Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard. Keith did a master's in philosophy based on Kierkegaard's work and hopes to do his PhD on him as well. John MacArthur, in an article titled The War Against Reason, notes Kierkegaard decided that objectivity and truth were incompatible. To counter the passionless ritualism and lifeless doctrinal formulas he saw in Danish Lutheranism, living in Denmark there, Kierkegaard devised an approach to religion that was pure passion, altogether subjective. Faith, he suggested, means the rejection of reason and the exaltation of feeling and personal experience. It was Kierkegaard who coined the expression leap of faith. Faith to him was an irrational experience, above all a personal choice. He recorded these words in his journal on August 1st, 1835. He said, "The thing is to find a truth which is true for me, to find the idea for which I can live and die." End quote. Clearly, Kierkegaard had already rejected as inherently worthless the belief that truth is objective. End quote. Note Kierkegaard's words, "a truth which is true for me." You see how Kierkegaard resonates with today's generation that embraces relativism and shuns absolutes, cold, objective truth? Subjective is in, objective is out. To folks today, truth is only significant if it's interesting, engaging, helpful to me, supports and condones my aims in life. Well, Kierkegaard's philosophy, known as existentialism, eventually invaded the church. Karl Barth was a popular theologian in the mid-20th century who acknowledged his debt to Kierkegaard, and my favorite professor in seminary was a big Karl Barth fan, as was my best friend. Barth and other neo-Orthodox theologians downplayed the significance of objective truth. For them, as MacArthur sums it up, "The Bible itself is not objectively the Word of God, but it becomes the Word of God when it speaks to me individually." It's very subjective. If a passage of Scripture doesn't resonate with you, you can kind of minimize it, like Thomas Jefferson, cutting out and keeping only the passages of the Bible that he really liked. Francis Schaeffer, in his 1968 book, The God Who Was There, criticized the new theologians. "Their struggle," he said, "is a struggle of modern man who has given up rationality. As far as the theologians are concerned, their new system is not open to verification. You can't test it. It must simply be believed." But you're in trouble.